Up the harbor, down the shore, is an exhibition currently on display here at the Winterbridge Museum of Natural History in St. John's. It's about the discovery and exploration of Newfoundland. Mina Drover put it together.
Not all by myself.
Well, Mina and her dedicated staff. Now, is this part of the 50th anniversary Wingding, Mina?
Actually, it's part of next year's Norse Legacy Celebrations, which, of course, are part of the larger Century of Celebrations celebrations.
And they are going ahead with that, hey? The Century to Celebrate?
It's a tourism thing.
Yeah, and one it seems at first to make sense. I think on closer analysis, you know, it's the height of idiocy.
Well, I've really got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, but I'd like to take this opportunity to rag the tourism brain trust nonetheless. I mean, having a Century of Celebration, don't you think it takes some of the urgency out of the... Yeah, geez, you're right. You know, this has nothing to do with you. On to the exhibition. You are the curator, and it's about the discovery and exploration of this Newfoundlandy.
Or, as the Spanish navigator Vicente Molina called it, Este Basurero.
Huh, this dump?
Ah, you speak Spanish.
Ah, sí. Fluent in the Mexican variety.
Shall we walk through the exhibits?
Please. Beautiful display here, representing the Vikings' efforts to make a new home on these barren shores. I take it this is Leif the Lucky, then?
This is, in fact, a representation of the expedition of Einar.
The imbecile?
Yes, Einar the imbecile was expelled from the Icelandic colonies for mocking Thor at a lewd dance.
Yeah, Icelandic hammer dancing.
You're familiar?
I've seen it. Very lewd. Sorry to interrupt, Mina. Go on.
Yes, Einar was expelled and set out to return home to what is now Denmark.
But lost his way.
He tried to establish a settlement on the Funk Islands, which he dubbed Uli Uf Einar Tolli, or Place of Einar. They lasted the better part of a month. More successful if we move along were the Genoese in the employ of the English crown.
Oh, yeah, I recognize this guy. It's Piazzino Zapatelli, the famous Genoese explorer. Wasn't he a Salamist as well?
Yes. He not only discovered that Newfoundland was an island, but produced the first Newfoundland salami, seen here.
Whoa! That's, then it was made for many mouths.
A whole crew.
It's not real salami, is it?
No, it's paper mache.
Looks great. So, Zapatelli was the first to circumnavigate the island?
No. In fact, he fell slightly short of the goal, going ashore in what is now Capahaden and becoming a drunk.
So, who was the first?
Are you ready for this? The island has not yet been circumnavigated.
No way.
Every person to attempt the journey has fallen victim to distractions.
Distractions?
João Vela, the Portuguese navigator, got distracted by beotux at Exploits. Mm-hmm. St. Brendan was distracted by what he mistook for sheep at Branch. Mm-hmm. Sir Watton Ridgway was distracted by the fermented springs near Burgio. The Canadian, Timothy King, got distracted by something going on Magdalen Islands and never even got here.
Well, now there's my summer. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the one.
Not easily distracted, eh?
Ooh, what's that?
Oh, that's a pendant, a precursor of the sextant, the navigational aid. The pendant was a much less refined instrument and so responsible for a number of maritime mishaps.
So what is it? I look through here, and then what?
You orient it to the horizon.
Right, okay, I got it.
Then you set
it. That's fine, it's okay, I got it, okay. So then north would be over...
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Let's move on, shall we? I'll take care of this. Go on, you kids, get out of that! Go on!
Oh, no!
Cursed insects are all over the exhibit. Go on, get out of it!
No, it's interactive. The kids are supposed to get directly in touch with the display.
At a museum? I don't want to tell you your business, but...
This should be fun.
Learning? Oh, you were kidding. Yeah. I remember coming in here when I was a youngster, and right in the lobby you were met with the tooth-scarred bones of the driver of the Fitzgerald party.
These? They were searching for the headwaters of the Gander River,
Ooh.
Got lost, and over their first winter turned to cannibalism to survive.
This was near what is now Glenwood.
Yes, for years, lore had it that the Fitzpatrick party's descendants retained a taste for human flesh.
That's well known.
Oh, come now, Paul.
Travel through Central much, Mina? The way they look you up and down? That's not sexual. Mina Drover, thanks for this. Up the harbor, down the shore, continues at the Winterbridge Museum of Natural History here in St. John's until the 11th.